Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Catt. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Foster Castleman. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Mays steals second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Mays steals third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Spencer scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rhodes moves to second. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst is 0-1 in the game. Shandy Anst hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Rhodes moves to third. two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman is hit by the pitch. Shane Dienst moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson scores. One out. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. Burgess goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Reds. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat is 0-for-1 in the game. Cat strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castleman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rhodes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. Rhodes moves to second. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-2 in the game. Shane D'Anst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rhodes scores. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Art Fowler now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 2 in the game. Catt strikes out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rhodes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fowler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockman strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0 for 3 in the game. Catt strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Giants. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Castleman reaches second base with a double. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gramas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Castleman moves to third. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a line drive towards first. Crow catches it and steps on first to double up Rhodes. Two outs. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shane D'Anst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castleman scores. It's 5-3, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lockman hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Art Fowler. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 3. The Giants will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Mays steals second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Mays steals third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-4 in the game. Catt hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. It's 6-3, Giants. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Castleman hits a pop-up towards short. Grama settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane D'Anst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.